You got on the phone, that birthday present?
That's your grandma's cup. Yep.
Seriously?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, right. Wow. What, it just finished? When did you finish it?
Today's your birthday, huh?
Yesterday? Around the 4th?
Seven.
Oh, well, it makes it like you're way far off. It's coming up.
We don't go with the guy's birthday.
Oh. When's the Yiddish birthday?
Come on. I got time. Today's shiur is sponsored for Shalem and Pearls on Zemba Rachel and Mrs. Lang's and Lil Nishmas, her mother, Fagel Leah Basser of Yitzchak and Lil Nishmas.
I really do something. Harry.
Well, it's your father, it's your.
My mother's father.
So it's Mrs. So Hillel ben Nachman David ben. Morgan's father, Nachman David ben.
Harry Leah.
Yeah, but
I don't know. Oh,
I
live.
I Harry, I don't know where that's from.
I hear.
What time is it? What?
4 o'clock.
Afternoon?
Big coat's coming out.
Sounds a lot.
11 o'clock in the morning. Had to mount it. Had to mount it.
You can't get out of it.
This is Florida, can't you? Last night, Chabad Gay, that's my colleague said. No, they don't open until tomorrow morning. You could discuss it with them when they open.
What?
The funeral. They wanted
it. So everybody's gone?
It's his grandfather.
Very cautious. From Ein Klich Deir.
Not everyone, but more than 19 out of 21.
That's very cautious. Who's not from?
Well, the guy.
Oh, the guy. Okay, then yeah. I'm Jewish. Wow. Okay, today's a blot. I don't know if you guys did yesterday's blot. Moshe wasn't here, and Machi probably slept in the whole Shabbos.
We did it.
Oh, you did. Okay, fine.
Anyway,
we had a shittas of Yechon and Breika. Where, in Tom's River?
Jackson.
Jackson's very spread out. There's a million shuls there. There's no one. Anyway, so we have... Oh, Chambay, just a sec. He's got the glasses on Chambay.
You weren't here last night.
Last night I wasn't here. Gary did the shit. You came?
No.
Yeah, of course he came. What do you think?
Anyway, but so we had a sheet of Yechon and Breika. It's a big sugya today. Let's dive right in. So you have a sheet of Yechon and Breika, which we said yesterday that if you write over your kids be Yerusha, that's how we finished yesterday. Then lechayer you could do it even machayim because you're making your son a Yerush. Not poshut. Today we'll see different. The Rosh says that you shouldn't do it like that because of the Gemara is not sure how the Gemara finishes off. But the sheet of Yechon and Breika is. That a father has a right, someone has a Yerush, as B'yem Achila as Banav, you have a right to give your kid something. Today, you make him a Yerush today. It's not a Matan B'chaim, it's a Yerush. You have a right to do that. Now, the pashtus is, the sugya yesterday was, is a Shchimra, that he's being manchil right now. He's dying in 5 minutes. So it's B'yem Achila as Banav. I didn't speak this out yesterday, I should have spoke this out, but that's really a pashtus of yesterday's sugya, that's a Shchimra. It's a guy who's on his deathbed, not a guy who's regular healthy guy, decides today that he's making his son what's called. Now, how about that? Would Rabbi Yechon and Breika Shita also stand? The guy's a regular healthy guy. Is this such a halacha that you can make your son a Yerush today? Or maybe not. Maybe over there, do Matnas Chaim. It doesn't work. Because B'yayim Han Chila is Banav. Right now, you're being Manachli, your son. He's dying in 2 minutes. So, the Gemara says, B'yayim Rava, B'bari Hech. What would be halacha and Bari? Shchimra, we understand. That's the pashas of the Pasuk. What about Babari? Ki kama Rabbi Yechon ben Breika b'shchimra the bar orusehu means at this point he's a b'yayim hanchila esbana right this second.
Special din.
Rashi says roi lahorish miyad shehoi lechomus v'kunim b'yayim hanchila esbana. It's a little twist in yesterday's shir. Alva Babari loy oydil mafila barinami also Bari because that's he's being mancha. What's the difference? Amalei mishar shle rava toshma. I'll bring you a raya. That it is even by Bari. Amalei Rav Nosson Rebbe, Shanisa Mishnaschem Rabbi Yechon and Breika. You learned your Mishnah like Rabbi Yechon and Breika, the Tanan, which was a shtickle like he was telling him, like, why would you learn like a Yachid? Rabbi Yechon and Breika is a Yachid. It's like you learned the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechon and Breika, the Tanan. Le Kosla Benin Dichrin, Di Heve Lechim Minoi. Inu yaris the keskus of asaych yoyse achol kenem nemachoin. Chayev shatayim beznu. What does it mean? Means is in the old days we had a problem. A guy can marry numerous wives. So a guy has five wives, has, I don't know, 50 kids combined. I go ahead and I marry my daughter off to this guy. I'm giving my daughter a building. I'm not that nice, I want to give my son a little something. So I give him a building. My daughter dies first. A guy's daughter dies first. The son-in-law yashins. Who gets the money? His other 50 kids. And then he dies. They split 50 kids. They're not, this guy's aniklich. Get the money. So he says, you know what? I'm not interested. If it's one wife like today, you have no problem giving you, a guy has no problem giving his daughter money. Because there's only, you're only married to one lady. So the, even if she dies first, the husband yashins. When the husband dies, who yashins? The kids. His aniklich. So he doesn't mind keeping it in the family. Those are his aniklich. You're not talking about 50 people, and we're not, it's a regular case, it's a normal matzav. But in the old days, you had 10 wives. You could have five wives, no problem. It's a normal thing.
What's his problem?
His problem is that his money that he's giving his daughter is not going to his kids, his aniklach. Not necessarily going to his aniklach.
His son could be married.
It is married. They used to marry five people at a time. Yeah, they married two wives for sure. So Mela, well, I want to keep
the next.
Right, he wants to keep the money in the family. And so the male, the male takana.
He likes his son-in-law, but he don't like his son-in-law's other kids.
Right. Watch the other kids. No shaykhs. So he made a takana that his kids, his einiklach, his daughter's kids, let's say she has five kids, even if his daughter predeceased the husband, now the husband's Yerush. When the husband dies, her kids get her portion of the nindunya, the ksuba, the tesefis ksuba, whatever the papa gave in. The papa gave a building in Manhattan. That building will stay in his family. So he doesn't mind giving it now. At this point, it's a very good takana. It's in Gay today also. A guy gets married. His wife dies. There's a lot of money there. He gets remarried. He has 10 kids. Those kids don't get it. Her kids get her father's money. So it's important today also. So it's a good takana. So this takana, how do you differentiate between the kids? How do you make it that her kids get it and not the other 40 kids that are here? There's 1,000 freemans running around.
Why are so many people against the prenups?
Who's against the prenup? This is halacha. Who's against the prenup?
It's more or less a prenup.
That's the idea.
Nothing wrong with a prenup. You have one? Anyway, don't tell us.
Steps down the stairs one more time.
You can't make one
more time.
Hello, you can't make one after.
Can we negotiate? Anyway.
Sleep in the driveway.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, he tried. He's in the basement, ready for 2 years.
And if you weren't the guy for her?
No, that's absurd.
And if you weren't the guy, you're still stuck.
Yeah, but that changed nothing.
Exactly.
No, Red Man just cost you 10 grand. Exactly. Anyway, so
whatever it is, what did
you get? You bought a fake? Always. Anyway, okay, fine, gave it away. Okay, please don't tell anybody of you guys. Anyway, maternity man, you bought.
Drop it on the floor and it cracks.
Let's go. You ready? You ready?
You said that to the wrong guy, and now we don't have
it. Please.
What did I say?
Yeah, same thing that his wife is to bring his fake. Gemara says, so how does it work? It works that the father has a right to be Yerush to his son. So it's a raya that this Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan Breika. So you're telling me that you're going to Rabbi Yochanan Breika? Yeah, the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yochanan Breika over there. So Rebbe says, no, Amalei Rebbe, Yisvun Tanah, what are you talking about? You have the wrong girsa. It's not Yirsun, Inun Yarsun, Kesek Zubasech, that you're making a diuk that's going to Rabbi Yochanan Breika. No, it's going according to everybody. It's Yismun. It's a Matana. Matana is Mechayim. That's not Masa Mashkos of Torah. Your Rai is that you're Masa Mashkos of Torah because you can't give away Mechayim. So it has to be like a Rechim Amerika. No, you have no Rai. It's Yismun Tanan. The Omer Rebbe, Rebbe says, Yaldus Hoysabi. The Azti Panay Ben Osambab. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I was Mechutzuf. As he says, I was Mechutzuf to Osambabli. I changed the Girsa. Elo the Kaimelon. It has to be that it's Yarsun Tanan. The Kaimelon, and what Nosan Babi told me that I'm stelling back the Mishnah like a Yochid is true. It's true. That is true. That's what the Mishnah is, like a Yochid. And how do I have a Raya? The Mishnah is Yarsun. The Kaimelon, Benin Dichrin, Loitar from Mishabdi. Benin Dichrin, these kids don't take Mishnah from Mishabadim. So this building, whatever, the father gave over the Zayda, this Mechud, this Shver, gave over $1 million. So now these kids, they don't collect the Mishabadim. Isok died to Yasun Tanan. If it's a Matano, I'm out of Tarshan Shabbat. It's a regular Matano Machayim. If you tell me that's the Girs over there, of course these kids should get Mishabadim. Ella, Shmamino, Yarsun Tanan. It's a Rai. We're back to square one. Then it's Yarsun. Man Sham and Lay, the Isle High. Oh, that's Biachim Maikov, Shmamino, I feel a Bari. So you have a Rai, I feel a Bari. So Gemara says, you do have a Raya. Now the Rosh over here of an art says that because it's not clear from the Gemara, I don't know what's not clear, but it's not clear from the Gemara, the Maisa, if that Loch is like a Biachim break or not. So he says, you should not write Yerusha. If you want to give your kid something, you should write, a Bari has to write Matana. I think that's where this whole thing comes from, that today, I think that Lamaisa, Loch Lamaisa, that's how we go. We don't follow a Biachim break. Anyway, I'm going to pop a baya. Bein l'man d'om a yasvon. Or bein l'man d'om a yarsun. Ho ein d'mach d'avish l'bein l'man. I don't understand. These kids are not here. So he's sitting under the chuppah, this guy, marrying his fifth wife. He's marrying his fifth wife. The shver is sitting there on the side. He says, listen, I'm giving you the building, but not under these conditions. You got all these kids over here. Fake news, you know. They're going to yarsun my... It's crazy. I'm not giving $1 million. I want to give you money. I want to give you an adam, but my kids... It has to stay in the family. So he says, under the chuppah, he says, in the yas gives the whole lashon ksuba. It's dumb shloi b'olim. These kids are not here. When I have kids, these kids should get your portion. What does that mean? Somebody who's here, it's impossible. There's no kids here. The whole thing is impossible. Elot, what are you going to say? Tanai bezdin. Shiny. It's a Tanai Bezdin, Hefke Bezdin Hefker, Hakanami, Tanai Bezdin, Shiny. What are you talking about? The whole thing is irrelevant. This whole thing is irrelevant. And I saw somebody brings down that the Mount Ephraim is a shy, what Hefke Bezdin Hefker is. Over here, as Ram says, Hefke Bezdin Hefker is a hakness. It's not just that they dissolve, they also give because they're giving over to the kids. Interesting. But anyway, Isaiah the Gazach, so Gemara, so that's the Gemara, so the Gemara dissolved this whole thing. It's a Tanai Bezdin. There's no recruits. That's it. It's Tanai Bezdin, and Tanai Bezdin says it works. I'm finished. Nothing to do with any Rabbana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Breaker, nothing. Now, we originally started.
You're not going to mark that thing. Technically, it is.
It is, but Tanai Bezdin, it works. So now, we started off saying that Nosson Babi says that you're going to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Breaker, and Rebbe says, I'm not. He says, Yisman Tanan. Then he says, Yarsun Tanan. And he's Chayzer. And he says, Azdi Panai. What was going on over there? So is Rebbe still going with that? Amalei Mishunduka Mapigle Beloshin Yarsin. Means Rebbe still wants to learn that Mishnah Beloshin Yarsin because so you collect Mishabadim. Otherwise you won't collect Mishabadim. Otherwise you should be collecting Mishabadim. Since Allah, you don't collect Mishabadim, has to be at the Girs over there is Yarsin. That's the Gemara staying over there. Hadam Rabbi La Milsi. You have no Raya, the Amri. You have no Raya, Bechlal, that Rebbe didn't have to say Yisvun Tanan. You don't have to say this whole thing because without any diuk over there, it has to be that mission is going according to Rabbanon. Means Rebbe was going back and forth. Is it Rabbanon or is it Rabbi Yochanan Breiko? Because he didn't like Nosson Babli sort of told him off like how can you learn the mission like Rabbi Yochanan Breiko? So he says I'm going to tell you that Mishnah is going according to everybody anyway. The Tanan Lekosel Benin Nukvan. If you continue the Mishnah, you have Lechim Inoin. Yehoin Yasman Vesi, Vyazanim and Chosai, Ad Tlochla Guvran, Chayev, the Loch is Yechayev, Shutanai Bezdin. Means you don't have to support the girls, only afterwards. So it's a Tanai Bezdin. What's going on over there? Over there, if you look at the Lashon, it starts off with the Lashon of Lekoslam benin nukvan the yehevelachim inor yehevi yasam beisiv yizam nechsoi ad loch legavren. So over here it's Lashon Matana. Before it's Lashon Yerusha. We had a Gemara before that according to Rabbanon, you say Lashon as long as you mix in the mix in the fold Lashon Matana nafchavav over there. Right, as long as you mix in the mix of Matano, it works. And this is going, so this is going according to Rabbanon. It's going to everybody. Going to everybody. So this mission is going to everybody. I feel like Rabbanon made it. So Melo, your whole premise at the beginning was you were back and forth with a Yisvan, with a Yirsun. It's irrelevant. The whole, it's clear from the next part of that mission over there that it's going to Rabbanon, it's going to everybody. And basically, we're really all for Rabbi Yochanan Mabroika. And that's why the Rosh says that that today you should give, if you're giving Matana, you should really give it, if you're giving away, you should give Matana, not Yerusha. Because it works Machayim.
Which part of this Lashon makes a Matana?
Yasvan. Yasvan Mechsoy. This is a Matana. There's no Yerusha over here. This whole thing is a Matana. Umzana Menichsai, that's all Matana. There's no Lashon Yerusha over here. Before, and there was a Shiloh of a Yerson and Yasvan. But over here, it's Zichah Matana. The what? Yeah, Vitazna, well, the whole thing. It's, B'nuvi Dichavim Dichavim, no, Yehevi Yasvan, a base, B'yitzana Menichsai. Yeah, B'yitzana Menichsai. That's a Matana. That's not Yerusha. Yeah. Oh, Yasvan. Oh, Yasvan. Yasvan Matana, yeah. So Melo, over here clearly it's Lashon Matana, Lashon at the beginning, and Lashon Yerusha, and we say that it works. So Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachumi, Afilei Rabbanan Amalei, Amalei Rav Nachumi, V'ista Amalei Rav Nachananya Bar Minyumi La'Abaya, Mimai. How do you know? Mimai Debechad Beidina Iskun. How do you know what we're talking about over here? It means we're saying that it was one Beidina, and it was like a Tuchidei Dibur kind of thing. And the Matana works in a place when you said Lashon Yerusha, Matana works. Dilma betray Beidina Iskan. And in betray Beidina, it has no Shaykh as one Lashon to the other Lashon. It was 10 years ago, there was a halacha of Ksubas Ben Adichrin. And 10 years later, it was a halacha of that the girls get Mezainas. One Memra has nothing to do with the other Memra. So you're saying that this is going back to the Gemara and Kukhavav? That's only if it was said at the same time. If it was not said at the same time, there's no Shaychus.
The outcome's the same.
No, because the Shitas Rabbanon over there is, it's only if it was said at the same time. So you say Lashon Matana, and you say Lashon Yerusha, or Lashon Yerusha and Lashon Matana, whichever one, doesn't matter. We say that you go bust at Lashon Matana. That was the halacha then. But if it was said at two separate times, then you said Lashon Matana now, it's nothing to do with Lashon Yerusha. What are you saying? This is not Shita's Rabbanon. It's nothing to do with Shita's Rabbanon. It's nothing to do with anybody's Shita. One is Yerusha. That was one member. And one was Matana. That's another member. What are you proving over here? Sigmara says, Dil Matrebi Dina Iskin. Lo Yisachad Aitach. No, that doesn't make sense. Tiktani, Reisha, Zem Medrash, Darsha, Belezem, Azayel, Nechon, Bekarim, Beyavna, Habanim Yirshu, that the boys inherit, the Habanim is Yizaynu. Ma abonim in yershin el achim zavien. Abonim lo yizonu el achim zavien. Yeah, I'm showing b'chad dino iskin ha'in diafin takana matakana. That makes sense that you're learning out one to another. It's one bezel. Yeah, I'm betray b'dino iskin hachi iskin. Yeah, I'm betray b'dino iskin hechi afin takana matakana. How's it possible? How are you learning out? You're saying just like over here. Which aichus? One said 10 years ago. One said now. What do you mean just what? Sigmara says maybe not dumb loyal. Maybe look betray b'dino. You have no raya. It's going to be dino basra tikkun beidina kama kech lo tikkun ganta ganta. How do you know? The same way the first beidin made a takana, so too the second beidin made a takana. You have no raya. So basically, the gemara is back to square one. Itaka have no raya from this gemara. The gemara tried to bring a raya that it has to be going kule alma. It's going to rabbanon because you have the lashon yush lashon matana. The gemara is coming out. That's not true. It could be two separate times. It wasn't tochidei dibur. It wasn't like the halacha we had a kuf chavav. No shaychus. It was two different. One was a loch of Yerusha, one was a loch of Matana, and has no shaykhs to this machloikis. And the reason why and we said it was just a comparison in halacha, they referenced that din, but nothing to do with the machloikas of that we had beforehand. And really, you have no raya that it's going according to Rabbanim. Two Beidin are just referencing each other. That's all. No shaykhs. No shaykhs. There's no shaykhs. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not the Rabbanim. He wanted to say that it's a grand slam. That's what his point was. It's a grand slam according to Rabbanim. It's not a grand slam you don't have. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Hakoisiv kol nechosav leishtoi. Guy writes everything over to his wife, le'osa el apotropi. It's poshut that what you did is only you want that your kids should have respect to your wife. And it's not pshat is that you're giving everything to your wife. It's poshut you're not giving everything to your wife. And the reason is over here, you're giving everything over to your wife. Nobody does that. So it has to be what you're doing is only so your kids should have respect to your wife. That's what Rashbam says. So if a guy does that, he's only making his wife in charge, not giving it to his wife. So Benar Gadol, what happens? You have an older son, and you say everything should go to older son. It's only Benar Gadol. Now this is a little shver because didn't we just have Rabbi Yochanan Bebroika Shita? Rabbi Yochanan, the whole Shita was you're allowed to give to Benar Gadol. You're allowed to give to one kid. I mean, what's Shita? What's Shita mean? So there's a lot of ways how to learn this Gemara. There's two Pashup Shatim. Pashup Shat is that you gave everything away to one son. It's not a normal thing. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about where you list, you give this one to this one, that one. Say, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that you're allowed to give away since Yom Achila is Banov, you could say which part of the state goes to him, which part of the state, but to give away the whole entire state to one son, it has to be you're just doing it because you trust him at this point and you're making him apotropi till the kids come, till the kids are more mature and they can handle the what's called. That's one shot. The Nimuk Yosef says that the pshat is because there's little kids over here. He's the only older kid. They're all younger kids. So it's pshat that you're not giving away the guy the money. You just, there's nobody here. What are you going to do? You're going to leave it to these kids are 3 years old. This guy's 20 years old. So if older would work, that's what we're saying. That's the kasha that we're trying to ask. It's not a show. You have five older kids, and the father wants to give it, and he's giving he gives 60% to the older son, no raya. But again, over here he gave everything. That's the first thing. First weird thing. You don't give everything away to one kid, even if you want to make him a yerush, you want to give him more. So you give him 20% extra, 30% extra. You give everything away to one kid. Wait, what happened to the rest of the kids? They didn't come visit.
First, but the wife knows that.
No, the wife is pushed. The wife is pushed. You're not giving to the wife. That's pushed, because that's nobody gives the wife. Nobody gives the wife everything. No, it's you're only doing it for respect. You're only doing it the kids to respect her. You know, just partially.
She's in charge of the money. They're going to respect her.
Right. How you learn the Gemara? No.
In general.
Well.
Yeah.
In this Gemara, he's saying that if all the, this guy's 25 years old. And the other kids are all young kids. They're all five and under. There's three younger kids. He's pashut that he's getting older and he's getting nervous. He says, I'm giving everything to this son. Not because he wants to give it to him. Because he wants that the money shouldn't be wasted in the wawa. He's
putting in trust.
Exactly like that. Pshita b'na'a gola osa l'apachopas. B'na'a katan mai. Itmar rabchina loy ba'idi amashmul afilu b'na'a katan muta ba'risa. Even muta ba'risa. So again, Rashbam says, "Roitzu bechvoida v'le'ase al apetropa." It's also only else covered. Yeah.
No.
If that's all he has, that's all he has. Again, it's just for is just making apetropa so that they should be so they respect him. It's again, he only has this kid. Well, he has other kids. I guess he has other kids also.
They want him to wait till he gets older.
Yeah, he wants the little guy to have respect.
He also realizes the older ones are worthless.
Yeah. So they're going to have to regard. You have a specific case you want to...
as long as they're going to get the money, it doesn't really matter. In this case, Bumfakert, they're going to get the money.
A couple years later.
You can't take the money. I mean, he has a right to invest it, I guess. He could invest it. He can invest it. Well, you always make one kid. Every
and two kids make it better.
Two kids is better?
Always make one kid an executor.
You have 10 kids. You're gonna make, what are you gonna, who are you gonna make an executor? You gotta make one kid.
A lawyer?
Why would you make a lawyer executor? The lawyer has your best interest. You make one kid. You find the kid that you feel can manage it. Your father's executor. Okay.
Two kids. Not even his kid. It's son-in-law.
I understand, but he felt that he could do it.
Exactly.
That's all.
Keep it out of fights.
Exactly. Or out of tax.
What, his son-in-law?
These guys that were killed in a plane crash a number of years ago, 15 years ago, 18 years ago, there was four couples went to Vegas and they were in a plane crash. Helicopter on Vegas. So, one of the guys was a Gerich Chassid. He was very wealthy, and he had a financial advisor, a guy, that he made executor. He didn't think he was going to die. He was 35 years old. I don't know how old he was. He made him executor at that point. You know, it was...
The kids were 14.
And the kids were young kids. This guy is killing them. They don't have a penny to their name. This guy took all the money, invested it. He's only giving them to go to public school. Now they're in court fighting Yom HaLaila.
Works that way, that.
He's the executor. He says, I knew him very well. He was very into education. These kids are going to Kamenitz. Disaster. Yeah, he's like, I'm not paying tuition. You're not paying tuition. It's a disaster. They're in court forever. By the time the kids are 18 years old, there won't be any money left. Because he's doing whatever he wants with the money. He can do whatever he wants.
Usually goes together with the will.
This guy did it. He was a young guy. This is what he did. I don't know. He thought he was Eibachuchim, you know? I don't know. Anyway, be careful what you do. I feel like Benai Kata Amut Arisa. You guys are young, but when we get to my age, feel Benai Kata Amut Arisa. Mr. Hefta, help you have something good. That's if Torah is going to be, you know what I mean? You're going to have one Amud in every shul. You know? One Uriah in every shul in the neighborhood. There's 13 shuls here. You know, we could split it 13 ways. Anyway, I want the Atzachaim. Anyway.
So you're thinking about your three-year-old daughter?
I don't know. Okay, Zagmar is like that. I feel what I'm going to say. Pshita b'noi v'achar. Pshita b'noi v'achar. You have a son and someone else. Achar b'matano u'b'noi apachopis. The achar is zichar matano. That's what you meant. And b'noi apachopis. Ishtu aruso v'ishtu grusho b'matano. Ishtu aruso v'ishtu grusho b'matano. So Rishbam says that everybody agrees that's matano yavlo, because he's not, he has no feelings for her, and they're not chushin or covered, and melo, there's no question that it was matano. Ishti arusa vi ishti grusha matano, yeah. Because either one is not because of covered, there's no covered in the ishti grusha, and he has no feelings to her. So if he gave her something, it was matano, it wasn't an apachapas. He doesn't want her in charge. Ibailu, bas itz labanim, whatever you do a daughter, when the sons, you got five boys and one girl. V'isha eitzel achim, v'isha eitzel bnei abal mal. So if you have a wife with his other kids, so the Rishbam goes through this step. He says basis abanim. It says over there that the banis yizaynu v'abanim yachsal apsachim. So you see that we care about the banis. So maybe he made them apachapas or no. That's only the gabe. We don't want to beg on the doors. They don't care about the cover of the girls. It's just we don't want to beg. We don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want to be like a low lives, you know, not low lives. We don't want to be like schnorrers. That's what makban on. But we're not a zoivai that the boys have to be mechaber them. So males, it's a matana. It's not apachopas. I mean, it's only apachopas if you want to be mechaber.
So they have to go bed, right? She's going to go
back. No, the gabe mezoin is not. The guy Mizoyin is not. It means Azoyvai not.
What's he, boy? He's giving everything to one person?
He's giving everything to one person. The question is Apotropis or Matana?
It's Matana, the boys to get nothing by the boss.
Right. The boys anyway begs. That's what he's saying. Legabi the Mizoyin is, do we say that since we see the guy Mizoyin is, we don't want the girls to beg, so maybe we want to be Mechabe the girls, or no? Azoy vai not. It's only that they shouldn't beg. So we're giving them, he wants them to have food, but not that. The boys don't even chabit the girls, and you're taking it too far. Same thing. There's no boy. There's no kids. So a guy married a lady. He doesn't have any children. He's not having children. He has brothers. And he gives his wife everything. Is he trying to make her apotropos? Or is he actually gifting her? Does he want that his brothers should be respect her? But Rashbam says, brothers aren't mechuyim covered of a wife. Boys, kids are mechuyim covered of a wife, of a mother. But the brother-in-law is not mechuyim covered of the wife. So mech tesi. Rishbam says, no, maybe not. There is a svar like that. It's a very big nafkamina. Nafkamina is, if the guy's brothers get part of the inheritance, it's going to be $10 million over here. Is it a gift to the wife? Or the wife is just the executor and she has a right to distribute the money. She has a right to do what she wants with the money to say that they should respect her. But they have a right in the money. It's a big shiloh.
If it's a gift, the other ones get nothing.
Nothing. Or again, Isha Eitzel B'nei Abal. She has no kids, but she has other kids, stepsons. Again, do you say that he wants to respect her, or no, there's no chiv respect? Or the Rashbam says there is a chiv. Mi'tur de Kroa, Esavichel, Rabbis Eishus Av. Or no, since there's no real chiv, you're not really mechuv, he's not makbir, he doesn't care. So he's not makbir, it's a real gift. Zakti Gemara. Amar Avina, Mishmede Rava, Bekulu, Lekana, Lebar Me'ishte Arusav, Ishte Grusha. Because he has no reason to make her apotropos. There's no covet. He doesn't have anything with her. It must be a gift. So Rabbam says, as far as Ba'alma pliya, the argument as far as back and forth, there's two ways of learning. It's really the Abbas, it's Abanim, a daughter, when the sons, what the status over there is. Do you want to give the respect to the daughter, or just the respect is only so far that you shouldn't go begging by the doors, but after that there's no respect? The male will be a gift. The male, the boys wouldn't have anything. She wouldn't be apotropos. She would have a total gift. The fact that he gave it, there was a total gift. Yashikach. Zok, the second parak in Oreos. Maybe Potter. Potter.